Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Beshalach, we read about the glorious and miraculous exodus of Bnei Yisrael from Egypt. The Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says in the name of Rav Avira, Bischar Nashim Tzidkanios Shahayu Ba'oso Hador Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. In the merit of the righteous women that were in that generation, says the Gemara, Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt. And the Gemara gives a number of examples of what women did in Egypt. Truly remarkable things. In terrible and deadly situations, women in Egypt acted incredibly. They expressed emuna and bitachon in remarkable ways and on remarkable levels. And it was in their merit, says the Gemara, that all of Bnei Yisrael merited to leave Egypt. Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995, writes in his Sefer on the Chumash, Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, that this righteous behavior is reflected also in the way the women sang after Kriyas Yamsuf. And the question is, how was that? How was their song any different from the way the men sang? Rav Schwab says the following. After Bnei Yisrael crossed through the Yamsuf, the Torah says in Perek Yudalid Pasuk Lamed, on that day Hashem saved Bnei Yisrael from the Egyptians, and Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis, Bnei Yisrael saw the Egyptians dead, al Sfas Hayam. They saw them dead on the seashore. What does al Sfas Hayam, on the seashore, refer to? The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1158, says, Al Sfas Hayam refers to Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, Al Sfas Hayam, on the seashore. They were on the seashore, and from there, they saw the Egyptians die in the sea. However, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says Al Sfas Hayam refers to the Egyptians. Bnei Yisrael saw the Egyptians dead Al Sfas Hayam. They saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And this Rashi is based on the Gemara in Maseches Psachim Daf Yudches Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that after Bnei Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, and after the Egyptians drowned in the Yamsuf, Hashem commanded the angel in charge of the sea to spit out the Egyptians. The Gemara says that the Jewish people came and saw that the Egyptians were dead. They saw with their own eyes that the Egyptians, the Egyptian oppressors, the slave masters, they saw with their own eyes the Egyptian pursuers were dead. And that is what the Torah says, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al Sfas Hayam. Bnei Yisrael saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And then, after Bnei Yisrael saw the Egyptians, the Torah says in the very next pasuk, Perek Yudalid pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Torah says, "Vayar Yisrael as hayad hagedola asher aseh Hashem b'Mitzrayim." Bnei Yisrael saw the great hand that Hashem had brought against Egypt, and the people feared Hashem and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, Hashem's servant. And right after that, in the beginning of Perek Tesvav, we hear the Shira Az Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael. Es Hashira Hazos Lashem, etc. And Rav Shimon Schwab says that the order of these psukim is significant. First, Hashem showed Bnei Yisrael the Egyptians on the shore. Then we hear that Bnei Yisrael believed in Hashem and in Moshe, and then we hear the Shira. And why? Because it was very, very hard for Bnei Yisrael to believe in Hashem, and it was very hard to sing praise to Hashem until they saw with their own eyes that the Egyptians died. After being slaves for centuries, they still felt bound to the Egyptians, intimidated by the Egyptians. It was only after they were 100% sure that the Egyptians could no longer harm them, that they could be open to Emuna and open to Shira. Rav Shimon Schwab says that this is all true about the men. But if we look at the song of the women, things are very different. At the end of Perek Tesvav, beginning in Pasuk Yutes, we first hear Ki va sus paro, etc. When the horses of Paro came with his chariots into the sea, Hashem caused the sea to close up on them, but Bnei Yisrael walked on dry land in the sea. And then in the very next pasuk, the Torah says, Miriam took a tambourine and she and all the women sang. and danced and praised Hashem. Rav Schwab said that the women didn't need to see the Egyptians dead on the seashore in order to praise God. They were able to see Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to praise Hashem, even before they saw proof positive that the Egyptians had drowned. And that, says Rav Schwab, is proof of what we said a few moments ago. The remarkable emuna of the women in Egypt is reflected in the way they sang after Kriyas Yamsuf. It truly is a very lofty level of emuna, and it is the level that each and every one of us, women and men, can attain as long as we strive for it each and every day. Have an amazing day, everyone!